Hello.
Look at where we are. How did this happen?
We're in a podcast studio.
Oh, man. Nobody told us it was green and black either, clearly.
We didn't dress correctly. No. What? Who are you?
I don't know. Who are you?
I'm Nikki France.
Oh, and I'm Simone Reddington. And we truly actually don't know each other that well. So
not that
this is
well.
Going to be an adventure for everybody.
And so, but we decided after knowing each other a couple of years and in the last year, knowing each other a little better and commiserating over a lot of
events,
Facebook posts.
Yeah. Things that are goings on.
Old town Karens. Mm-hmm. We decided that it was actually one
time to do something.
One big event brought us together. And out of a joke, we decided to make a podcast.
And boom.
Of which has no name.
Yeah, we don't.
Nikki France and
Simone Reddington
are here at the Salisbury Center. Yeah. We're doing stuff. What we're going to do is, in order to find a name, we're going to do a poll on our respective Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. And we would love it if anyone that has chosen to watch this would go on and help us find a name.
We'll have at least three listeners. We'll have my parents, Courtney.
Yeah. Mitch is.
Is it? I don't know. he's not solid.
He's not going to listen. But, you know, he's there.
Yeah.
So then, okay.
Wait, that's three people for our poll.
That's good.
Yeah.
But why we are here is because we both live in the town of
Manassas, Virginia.
We both live in the old town section of Manassas, Virginia that we love very, very, very much. We have lived there for 13 years.
I was born here.
Oh, born here.
I was born here. My husband was born here. Yeah.
When did you buy that beautiful home?
2005 is when we bought it. Beautiful. Yeah. Bought it in February, renovated and moved in July.
I love it.
I love living in Old Town.
And there's been so many changes, and that is what we're here to talk about, is all things Old Town.
Good and bad.
Things, yeah. All things Manassas. All things Prince William County. All things in the world. But where are we right now? We are in the podcast studio of the Salisbury Center, 8890 Mathis Avenue.
Fun fact, my first apartment was right behind here.
Deer Park Apartments. They're adorable.
They are. Oh my gosh, I had wood floors, brick walls.
Not your own washer dryer, though.
No. I just go to mom's house.
Yeah.
Well, hi, mommy.
So, the Salisbury Center. A lot of you have heard of it. A lot of you haven't. It is in the old movie theater on Mathis Avenue, just behind Nathan's Ice Cream. Oh my God.
Everyone knows where Nathan's Ice Cream is.
Especially me. Hey, Dave. but a lot of people that we talk to, even in town, they're like, I haven't been in there yet.
This is my first time in this establishment.
And what's
wrong
with
you? I got a tour.
You?
I'm totally blown away.
But the Salisbury Center was born of the idea of two brothers and then their very good friend, Miguel Perez, mm-hmm. of Sandra's fame. Mm-hmm. But brothers Chris Salisbury and Jeff Salisbury came together. They always wanted to own a venue. Jeff puts on fights. He's a fight promoter with Cage Zella and TCB. They're MMA fights. I'm going to say Muay Thai. Is that how I said? It's the boxing.
It's the boxing.
But it's not. It's like the feet too.
Oh.
Muay Thai. So it's Muay Thai and there's no grappling in the Muay Thai boxing. It's kickboxing and boxing.
Okay. Yeah. And who are you, mysterious voice?
My name is John. I'm one of the producers here on the Wild Style Network. So I help produce the other shows, Tribe Called Jest, Notebook Wagering, and Stand Up and Shout Rock Show.
And awesome. What's the name of your company?
My company is JJ DJ Entertainment. We're an AV company out of Northern Virginia, focused here in Oakesville.
Ooh, yeah. Oakesville. I'm an Oakesville girl.
Little country, I like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who went to Brentsville?
Mitch did. My husband went to Brentsville. I was a private school girl.
You went there for 1 year.
I did. Well, like 4 months. I did. Cal Poly High. Proud.
Yep. So, back to the Salisbury Center. So they do these fights, and a lot of people are like, fights, what are these? Just people grappling? Like
I'm one of those people.
Right. No. These are Vegas-style productions. Like, if you have never been to a fight at the Salisbury Center, you'd be blown away.
I'm blown away just by the building itself. Yeah. I would have not expected this at all.
So, pick an event.
As I'm getting my ice cream across the parking
lot. Pick an event and come see it.
I'm going to.
Kix played here. Kix? Yeah. They have cover bands all the time. They've had rodeo nights. They had a small person wrestling. Do you know what I'm
Oh, that's interesting.
Not supposed to say the word.
No,
and
but
huh. that, but they have
You got my attention.
Everything. So follow Salisbury Center, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, anywhere. Find out what the events are and please come out because you're going to, if you haven't been here, you're going to be like, this is a little gem in Manassas. So
it's crazy. It's cool.
One of the things that we wanted to showcase on our podcast that we're doing together, this is it happening right now.
Yeah.
Is all things Manassas.
Manassas.
Because we love it. And we love the businesses in Manassas. We want them to thrive, like the Salisbury Center. We love the business owners, to name a few. We've already talked about John. But, you know, Chris owns a construction company called Cherokee Construction. We've got Miguel. He owns Zandra's, 100 other things. His mother, Elise, with Monza. Chris
Carmelo's.
Carmelo's.
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
Chris Sellers, he's got concepts of CJ Finn's, Public House, Loom.
Big news.
Big news. We'll
it's
get right to it.
Big, big,
get to
big.
It in a second. We're going to mention Yovie and Breezy from the Old Town Man Cave. Our friend Darren Blevins, Black Metal Mercantile, Dave Hutton from Nathan's Ice and Dairy Bar.
Don't forget Christy Murphy, Calico Jacks, yep. Get Your Candles, Melissa Harris, Totally Vintage. Oh my gosh, she has a ton of darling stuff in there. Mm-hmm. Go in there. Oh, it's adorable.
I love it. Julie Richardson from Lightworks.
My new neighbor. Mm-hmm.
She
hi,
just
Julie
moved
Boo.
Over to West Street. Pete Evick, Shining Soul Candle.
Well, there's so many. Blaine. Over at Sinistral, and I don't know. You threw me off. I don't have any more listed.
Yeah. Well, Millie's Gelato that just opened, and Sam
at Millie's Gelato. My gosh, I'm addicted.
And so we would like to talk about all of these businesses, the inner workings of how they got started, what is next for them. We're going to have them on here as guests, and just want to talk about, you know, sometimes we're going to review the businesses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
There's good and bad. I mean, I want to shine a light on our little gem that a lot of people don't know about. There's so many sweet places in Old Town, all over Manassas. So why not talk about it?
I also want to say one more place, Elias from Taste of Old Country. It's not Old Town. It is across on Balsford Road by 66. Man. But if you know me, you know this is my favorite
so
place.
Good. Meatball appetizer.
Oh, my God. Can we have, maybe he could bring some in one time when we're recording.
Oh, yes. Hello. We do take, yes, we do take sampler platters.
Yeah. Anybody.
Yeah.
But that's what we want to do. And we also, I mean, we really came together like because of, you know, issues in town. You know, what people say about Manassas, they're like, Manassas is gross. Like, it's a weird place.
It has
but
a bad
it's like,
rap.
It does.
It has a bad rap.
But
I get mad at it too.
Yeah. But when you come downtown, it's adorable.
Oh, I love it. I love my patrols.
But what is your vision, Simone? What
for
is
this
your
podcast? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that my ultimate vision or my ultimate goal is to have maybe a little bit of a news source. I don't know how reliable or what was that?
I don't know what that noise was.
What was that noise?
Sound checks for the band twice. Oh, they're doing sound checks for the bands tonight.
What band?
They're metal bands. Daniel Ruin. Why didn't I talk about Daniel? Daniel Ruin. Daniel, he's local. He is a music promoter. He's in the band Age of Ruin. I don't know why I didn't say his name. I love him. So our vision is a little bit of a news source. Our vision is going to be people calling
it's
in.
It's hard to find news.
Asking us what they want to talk about. We have the Old Town Shut-Ins on Facebook.
Old Town Shut-Ins, Manassas Talk. Mm-hmm. Western Prince William Chatter, like all those things that are going on
you can
online.
Get news on there.
We're like, going to bring it
gossip,
to you.
But you can get it all in one place here.
With Nikki and Simone's no-named podcast.
No-name podcast. And the reason why we think we're the right people to give it to you is because we're very similar. But
and we talk a lot.
Talk a lot. But we're also very, very different in a lot of ways.
Oh my gosh, we're so different. I am, just to tell you a little bit about myself, I am happily married to Mitch Reddington, who I've been with since, my gosh, I was 15 years old. We live right here in Old Town Manassas, have two little girls, my gosh.
They're grown.
Yeah, two grown girls, and Piper and Haley, they're just the best. They're the bestest girls, and I love raising my family in Old Town Manassas. I love the village that I have chosen to surround myself with. Mm-hmm. And I'm a Catholic. My kids have gone to Catholic school. I am the daughter of a retired radio disc jockey. Shout out to Chuck Davis, 93.9 WKYS, 98.7 WMZQ, WPRW, all the things. And my mom is a retired nurse. They live right down the street. They're right on Grand Avenue, have a beautiful little house. I'm an only child, so my tree's really small.
Lucky. God, I wish your dad was the grease man.
Oh my gosh. My dad is, well, at this point, he is the grease man. He's turned into... Sorry, Dad. He knows it. He's turned into dirty old man. Chuck. Bless his heart. Love him. Love him. He's the only person on the planet that still calls me Mo. Could you imagine? That's my nickname, Mo. How horrific is that?
So from Simone.
From birth. Oh, wow. And now there's probably a handful of people, probably now that I've put it out there, everybody's going to call me Mo.
You know what I'm going to say to that? Because people call me a big Mo.
I know that's what makes us fit. I've been dying to get here and just sit and talk with you about things.
Yeah, the last time we got together and talk, it was like, I was like, Courtney, my fiance, I'll be gone for an hour. It was like 2 hours later, 3 hours later. I was like, okay, I'm on my way home from Simone's. Yeah. I've been like, you know.
Yeah, we were trying to cram a lot in.
Yeah, that's what she said. But so I'm Nikki France. I live near a Catholic school.
Mm-hmm. Right. Across the street.
I am middle-aged.
We're both middle-aged.
A hairdresser. I am engaged. I am queer. I am proud of that. But there's way more to it. But
there's so much more than that.
We just have so many things.
And Courtney, her fiance. Courtney. Oh my God, love her. She just had a birthday.
Yes, it was yesterday.
Courtney Bears.
She's a retired softball player. She's an athlete. I'm not.
Total badass.
She is.
She's got great moves, too.
We're going to feature her in the future, the same as we're going to feature Mitch, even if he doesn't want it. but yeah, so that's a little about us. We live just mere blocks from each other. We have, when we get together, we have a great time.
Yeah.
But on paper, would that have made sense? No. But we both love gelato. Anyway, Millie's Gelato,
right, lemon.
Right on Center Street.
Get it. Run. So what are we going to get into first?
Well, we did chat. Chat was done.
I don't even know where we are. Oh, our purpose, our vision, blah, blah, blah.
Did all that.
Latest events and news. We talked about the restaurants. We can revisit that because we talked about it. But then we've run out of topics.
But have you, we talked about, okay, let's go back.
Go back. My hair's getting messed up.
It looks right.
Yeah, sorry.
So we talked about Loom and we talked about Millie's Gelato. But
we did not.
But did you? No, well, we mentioned
we did
them.
Not talk about Voodoo.
No, Voodoo. Well, I haven't been there. Have you been to all of these?
I've been to all three.
I would like to hear.
I have been to, in all fairness, I've been to Loom and Millie's. And just to clarify, Loom is pronounced Loom. It is not Lume. There's been some controversy over that. Loom.
You heard it here first.
Loom Asian Fusion. Battle Street.
Nameless podcast.
Mm-hmm. We at least know the name of the restaurant.
It's information.
Down the street.
We put it out. It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Loom. So let me go back. Let's go to Loom. So Simone's been to Loom. It is
multiple times. It is absolutely delicious.
Uh-oh.
It is the exact thing that we are missing in Old Town Manassas.
What is
like,
it? What kind
it's
of food
Asian
is it?
Fusion. So the best I can say is like the Korean Asian food that Americans are familiar with and are not afraid to order. There's a lot of pork belly, short rib, dumpling or gyoza, poke. Their wings are out of this world.
Are they like banchan
wings?
Style?
Like, I think I've never I've had banchan wings. They're a different flavor, but they're better. They're crispy. The crunch. Like, they're so good and big, I don't even eat the middle. I just eat, like, the whole outside. They're so good. And it was so embarrassing because Loom, I don't know who it was, Chris or James, called me out and told my parents that I've eaten there every day. Thanks a lot.
Every day?
Well, until I had to leave for Ocean City.
So you had 1 week that you were here and you ate there.
We ate there. One day we ate at Loom and Millie's and Voodoo. Voodoo.
She's on a diet.
Delicious. You don't get this physique by patrol strolls alone.
So Loom, who owns Loom?
James Shoemaker and Chris Sellers. Mm-hmm. And James, his lovely wife, Juliet. Oh, she's darling.
I
so
heard
sweet.
She'd had the idea for decorating the whole inside. I will say the bar and the woodworking behind
I don't know.
The,
everything in it is outstanding.
The woodworking behind the bar.
Beautiful.
Chris Salisbury, Cherokee Construction. That's right. Just so you know, it's not a plug.
Fitting pieces together here.
Yeah. But the interior is beautiful. How about what was the service like?
Service was great. I mean, I have a rule. I've always had this rule. I do not go to a new restaurant when it first opens. Why? Why bother? I'm going to be disappointed. Food's going to suck. You know, it's going to be a crappy experience. I'm going to get mad. And then it'll be months before I revisit. I was craving this food. I wanted that taste. I wanted that, what do they call it? Umami. Yeah.
And it's blowing up on Facebook. I mean, people are talking about it. Like, I've never seen a restaurant in Old Town Manassas open that had this kind
of response. I wanted that taste. And so I said to my girls, screw it, let's go. And they were only open for about a week, maybe. I don't even think that. I think they were open because they opened like only a couple days. Yeah. Outstanding service. I mean, there were no dirty dishes left on the table. We ended up ordering even more than we intended and we're just mowing down on all of it. It was delicious. Delicious. I can't say enough. They checked all the boxes to the point where I went the next day.
Yeah.
And then the next day, because everybody wants to try it and everybody wants me to go with them. Popular maybe because I'm Asian. It all makes sense now using me. Yeah.
Well, you didn't take me there yet.
I'm sorry. You work so much.
I do. I work a lot.
It's really cramped this
Blue
whole podcast
worker. What can I say?
Plan. Like, when are we going to have another podcast?
August 15th is right now when the next one might be filmed. Anyway, what about Voodoo? Tell us about Voodoo.
Voodoo. So I went there, first of all. Let me just say that their bartender, absolutely incredible. She's beautiful. What? She's amazing.
Is she tall?
She's intelligent. Blue eyes, just gorgeous.
Does she have long hair?
She does. It's curly.
Does she have a boyfriend?
She
Fernando?
Does. And he's so handsome.
What's her name? I don't know her.
Her name is Peyton. Love you, Peyton. So she was our bartender, and we sat at the bar, and we got okra. And I loved it, but you know what I didn't like about the okra? Mm. They don't cut it up. I like cut okra. I like to be able to just, you know, don't slow me down, cut it. Yeah. But it was still delicious. And then we got, what is it called? Sweet Tea Airline Roasted Chicken. Don't know what that title means, but it was absolutely fantastic. It came on collard greens. I could just eat those by themselves. They were fantastic. And then beignets. They were good. Even Mitch ate half of them, and he's not a sweets or bready person.
You heard it here first. Mitch Reddington, not a sweets person. Else that's been revealed.
Breaking
the podcast,
news.
Nikki and Simone, the Nameless Podcast. Mitch Reddington, not a dessert man. He is a savory man. So when you go to Millie's Gelato, does Mitch have anything there?
He does. He'll get the lemon. We'll get the lemon. We like lemon or anything mango.
They have peach with thyme right now.
Oh, and that's really good.
I think I might get that for me. I'm going to go after.
I always joke with Sam when I go in because I always try the ones that she has, but she knows that I'm most likely going to go with the lemon. It's so delicious. And then
sorbetto.
It's sorbetto. And then like a nerd, because this is what I do, because I go on my patrols around Old Town. I take my gelato in my little black and white cup and go to Sinistral and watch whatever jam they have going on and everybody's drinking their beer and I am
I hear a horrible sound. I believe it's also
he hears it too. It's in his ear.
I think it's like the metal band setting up. Oh no. Anyway, Millie's Gelato.
Yeah.
It's owned by Sam.
It's owned by Sam.
It's a sister restaurant to Doug's Deli.
To Doug's Deli. Her husband John runs Doug's Deli. And Doug and Millie are John's grandparents. Isn't that so sweet?
I didn't know that.
Love that.
So back up. So Loom and Voodoo are located where the old Okra's was. Mm-hmm. Millie's is located
on Center Street,
where it was a store that sold Irish things for most of my life.
Ever.
And
forever.
Then a store that sold fair trade things for a while. Mm-hmm. And then
this is going to stick.
This is going to stay. It's like it's this tiny spot. It's literally smaller
super
than the room
strange.
We're in right now.
Yeah. Like set like, up.
But it's like made
for that.
What
for Millie's
now.
Gelato. It was made Millie's for you, Gelato. Sam.
And it was delicious.
But they change their flavors every week. They always keep their staples like vanilla, chocolate, and pistachio, which is my favorite. But yeah, and it's just, it's always, it's a quality product. I love it. The people in there are super nice. It's super cute. And I mean,
yeah. And I mean, I might as well talk about Doug's Deli too, because their pastrami sandwich can't be beat. Period. End of story. No more to say. John's pastrami sandwich with mustard. I add onions to it in the rye bread. Oh my God, it's delicious.
You're
it's
not so afraid good. Of anything.
It's so good.
You're not afraid of anything. You'll do anything.
You I do even. Get my mustard on the yeah. side.
And those are our three restaurant reviews for today.
Yeah.
And that is something that, like, you know, we want to do in the future, and we would love to have, you know, some of these like restaurant owner entrepreneurs.
I
like,
will be
in
happy
us.
To eat at your establishment. My specialty is in consuming.
Yeah. John,
he also, you want to go with me, John?
He agrees.
Yeah, I'm always down to eat something.
Yeah.
That sounds
yeah.
great.
And then also going forward, in our town, we do have a mayoral election coming up. Uh-huh. There is, you know, it's going to be a good race.
Team Tang.
Team Tang.
Team Tang. I mean, I don't want to be biased or anything, but Team Tang, everybody.
Who doesn't love Tang? You ever had your clothes altered at a place named Tang?
She works miracles.
She's running for mayor.
If she can fix the crap that I've brought into her, she can fix this town. She's like the Chick-fil-A of solutions.
Her running slogan is tailor-made for Manassas.
I love it. I love it. That's perfect.
I love it. And yes.
Yeah.
And if you maybe are hearing it here for the first time, Tang is running for mayor. Like, it's not like some secret, but a lot of people I've
it's
talked
very
to,
quiet.
They,
yeah.
They don't know, but like she's running for Manassas. She's been in business here.
She
how many
is
years?
Manassas. I don't even know how many years, but I can tell you that I've taken stuff. I took my prom dress to her. So that was
40 years.
Yeah.
Ago.
That was a long time ago.
But like, yeah. And so, I mean, that's super exciting. I can't wait to like cover that and like have a, you know, like bring information about local elections because a lot of people
I want to know more.
Yeah, a lot of people
I want to know more. I have questions.
They're just as important as the big ones. And then topics that affect our city, like, you know, data centers, roundabouts.
Ooh, there's so many feelings about roundabouts. Who would have thought that could be a topic that would stir up so many people.
What are we, in Europe?
Real quick, how do you feel about roundabouts?
Well, when I go to Aruba, where I'm getting married in February.
It's the best. Aruba's the best.
They,
they're everywhere.
Aruba's all roundabouts.
There's no stoplights.
And
they go really fast.
They do. And it's smooth sailing.
Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing.
How do I feel about a roundabout being built brand new, literally 1.5 blocks from my home?
Mm-hmm.
Not great. I don't feel great about it. I think it's going to be a learning curve. I think it's going to take time. The intersection that it's at,
mm-hmm.
there's not a lot of accidents
That's
there.
That's a sucky intersection,
There's
though.
A couple of other places I think that it would be more beneficial,
mm-hmm.
like right in front of the fire station by where my townhouse is.
Oh, gosh.
In front of Mark Wolf's house.
Yeah, that's a crap show.
Who I did email about the roundabout, and he said I was wrong. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But right there, I think that would be a great use for one. And that yeah. where the median is, there's a lot of accidents there.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so we're going to talk about things like that. But before that, I want to hear, what do you think about the roundabout?
I am all for the roundabout.
I'm scared.
I was at first, my biggest hesitation was the money spent on it. But now I'm reading that we're getting this money specifically for this roundabout. And, I'm excited. I'm okay with it. I'm dreading the construction because I feel like you can't go anywhere in Northern Virginia without encountering some sort of orange something. So
is that a Donald Trump joke? No. JK, that's what people call him. No,
we're not on those politics
we're not on that yet. No. And we're not even gonna go into all that. But anyway. It's
no,
at the intersection of 28 and 234.
Right in front of Iron Horse Antiques, which is
a shitty intersection. That's a shitty
intersection. I hate it. Like, I will go down Mathis just to not go down that. Liberia. Like, I just hate that whole thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm for it. I'm hoping that it's designed better than the one in Georgetown South.
Is that one open?
That one is open. You haven't been down there? It's so different.
I have not been over.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe. I'm embarrassed that we're doing this podcast about our town and you haven't even driven down the street. Take them off. Get out.
I'm definitely going to go.
They have like, they have lamp posts and
what is this, Europe?
They have lamp posts. It's crazy. And like, but Zach Murphy, Hey Zach. Pointed.
Why didn't he call that place Calico Zach's? Anyway, go.
They should have. Oh, Christy. I mean, brand change now. Yeah. He pointed it out. Now I can't unsee it. The lanes in Georgetown South, because they have the median, they're trying to mimic what's like on the other side of 28. Mm. The lanes are thin. Like my big ass car is hugging those curbs. It is tight. And then you look over and they have an equally as large grass median, grass strip, and then a bike lane that's just about as wide as the road. It's the most ridiculous thing. So before we move forward with the 28 and Sudley roundabout, I'm going to need to talk to somebody on the design team of that to make sure I approve.
Maybe we could get them in here.
Pull up a chair.
But these kind of exciting topics are what you can expect from this podcast that doesn't have a name yet. Again, we will be putting a poll up on our respective Facebook pages.
What are some names that we've tossed around?
Well,
local lore.
Manassas Porch Radio.
20-what-what-oh.
Which I love. And if you don't know the zip code here, it doesn't make much sense.
Yeah.
But throw them up and then each one of us would either shoot them down or we would put them in like a little folder.
I don't think we've shot anything down. That's the problem.
I know. Well,
we've probably shot one down out of 100.
I think that Chris said Haley rich like Karen, gay Karen. And I think we said maybe that one's a little on the nose. What did Haley say?
Haley liked Where's Manassas.
I'm looking at that. It's called That's What I Heard. Uh-huh. Listen with caution. Then I'm almost home.
That wasn't a real. I was actually almost home.
She's almost home.
I had to come home from the beach today for this.
Has a place.
I've been waiting for Nikki to have availability because she's an amazing stylist at PR Partners in Bristow. Let's just give her a little plug. And she's so busy with all of her beautiful clients that she can never make time for me on a Thursday.
I have to take time away from my clients tonight to come and do this, but it's just what we have to do because we're going to have so much fun. Mm-hmm. Here's some others. Let's see. It's called Until They Kick Us Out, Porch Chatter, Battle of Bullwood, More Than Bobbit.
Haley liked that one too.
Exit 47.
Exit 47.
Yeah. Nikki and Simone Pop Off. That was one that someone came up with late night at the
late
beach
night.
Last night.
Nikki and Simone Pop Off. Pop, pop, pop.
I'm popping.
Yeah.
Can't you tell? We're going to come up with like our top like five or so. And then maybe you guys can help us like find our name for our podcast, which is.
Yeah. Help us move forward with this so they don't kick us out.
Yeah.
I want to come back and talk with a fan. I'm going to bring a fan next time.
100 degrees in here.
John, is there a plug in here for a fan?
There is. It's just trying to make it a silent fan because if not, it gets really audible.
Well, I don't care
Jess.
Recording in a windstorm.
Tribe Called Jess. She is tiny, so I'm sure it doesn't bother her.
She doesn't take up as much oxygen as I do.
I'm like me. I'm like, big girl.
Yeah.
It's hot in here.
Feel you.
You're a big girl.
So what else are we going to chat about today?
Well, we did some restaurant things. We talked about Studio Luxe Boutique.
Oh my gosh. What a cute spot.
Brandy.
Cute addition to Old Town. Mm-hmm. And I love their first Friday. I don't know what to call it. They have a DJ and it's like a dance party out front.
Sidewalk sale.
So awesome. We have first Friday coming up.
We have First Fridays in Manassas, in case you didn't know about
them. If you have somehow found your way to this podcast and do not know what Manassas is, first, let me apologize. Yeah. But let me tell you, you're missing out. You might see us. First Friday is the first I mean, really, do I have to explain that? It's the first Friday of every month. And it's in downtown Manassas, and it encompasses several blocks, and they close it off to cars, which they close it off to cars. I have a couple issues that I'll talk about.
You can drink there and walk around with your drink in the streets.
You can take your booze
like Mardi Gras
from point A to point B via sidewalk, via, you know, walking down the middle of the street. And there's, you know, there's so many different bands. It's like a radio station every corner. But shout out to Fernando Thompson. He knows I love him, Fernando.
Very good guitar player.
Oh my God. He's the most amazing guitar player. I'm obsessed. I totally fangirl over him. He is playing at the end of my street, Mariachis, on this coming Friday, first Friday.
Yeah.
Nando Thompson Band.
Not tomorrow, the next Friday.
What is today?
Today's Thursday the 25th. So it's next Friday.
I've been dealing with a lot of stuff this week.
Dealing with a lot of like
flooding,
like rich lady things. Anyway, fancy lady. No. But the first Friday, Studio Lux Boutique, they always have a little sidewalk sale. They have a DJ out there. And a lot of the different stores in Old Town Manassas will have something special out front.
They'll stay open late.
Yeah.
So if you can't, if your schedule does not allow you to visit normally, you can
hop on in
there on Friday evening.
But Brandy from Studio Lux had a boutique out in Warrenton. She recently opened one in Manassas. From what I've seen on her social media, I think there's going to be like a third location coming soon.
I saw that too.
She does like a partnership with Sunshine Ridge Winery. I think they do like a ladies' night
out
there.
Have you ever been to her shop in Warrenton?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen the cute, like it's connected to a tattoo shop?
Mm-hmm.
And then
Hooch Cakes. Yeah.
So good.
They're just three wonderful businesses. And
like,
I'm super
you
jealous
just
that,
can go to all three of them as you enter the
I'm
building.
I'm jealous that Warrenton has them in a little trifecta. But we also have, Visionaries Tattoo Shop in Old Town Manassas.
I don't really know much about the tattoo shops.
We have the Lemonade Bakery. We have
the best cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. And then we have.
Oh, what's the new place
Honey
that's gluten? Yeah, that's gluten free.
So we have
my neighbor Sam's the manager there. Hi, Sam.
Hi. Samantha Tungle.
Yes.
We love Sam. We love Sam. Oh my God, there's a man.
What is happening? Why is there a man floating around in the air?
He said there's a man on a lift out there setting up lights. And I was like, oh, jarring.
Do we do that next?
I am. I'm sleeping up there. But yeah, I mean, and so if you haven't heard of these places, where if you were my friend on Facebook, you have, because I want everyone to go
oh,
to these
for
places.
Oh, for sure. Anybody in Old Town
Manassas,
Old Town Shut-Ins and Manassas Talk have heard of all these places. So it's tell your friends. Get everybody here.
Shout out to Brandon Blackburn of Manassas Talk and AJ that run Manassas Talk. Breezy is an admin on Manassas Talk.
I know Breezy. I don't know the others.
Well, you will have Brandon and AJ on here. Yeah, they both live right
and
in
town. They don't know me.
Oh, they're going to know you. The world is going to know you, Simone, because this information.
I apologize.
Worldwide.
World or our three listeners.
I know. Hi, guys. Well, I would say, unless you have anything more pressing that you want to cover today, that we'll wrap it up for now. And then.
I think we talked about this, but I'm not really sure. We want to know what you want to talk about. We want to know what you want to hear about. We want to know what you want us to look into. I mean, I use the term investigate loosely.
Something we really like to do.
Yeah. Tell us what to talk about, because we don't know nothing about nothing. I think we used up all our information today. So
we have used up a lot. And I'm not going to lie to you. It's very hot in here.
But it's hot as balls in here.
What do you want to hear about? Who do you want us to have on here? Do you want to come and be
on
here?
Do you want to come on here?
Do you have questions about what's happening next in Old Town? Do you have questions about, you know what I mean? Like, what do you want to see in Old Town?
We didn't say hi to Steve Sloper.
I was going to save that for the very end. I was going to do like a flashing thing.
Steve!
My guy! One thing to know about Steve Sloper, I love him way more than he loves me. I love him. And he is an angel. And he works at CJ Finn's, which is one of Chris Sellers, his
seafood
first concept. Seafood, it's all these other wonderful things.
And the best cheeseburgers. Mm-hmm. People are going to watch this and think all I do is eat.
They're going to watch or listen. And they're going to know that all I do
I know.
Is eat.
They asked me to be like one of the cage girls here. And I said, I'm sorry. I'm too busy trying to start a podcast.
You're a mom.
You know, don't have the right color bikini top.
The one last thing. I want to say
we're gonna have a lot of last things. This is our text.
Yeah,
this is us texting. It doesn't end.
I know. We should scroll our texts on one of these. Is what I think we each have 5 animals.
Yeah.
See, a thing in common.
My fur baby.
3 dogs, 2 cats. I don't have any children because I like my life and my sleep and my time.
Yeah. Well, it's taken me 17 and 19 years to get my sleep and my time and all that back. They're old enough now that my girls are
angels.
Yeah, they are. They're so good. They're so good. Look, it's time for us to stop because my headphones are slipping off my head.
Because it's 100 degrees in here, but we are so grateful.
My hair held up.
So grateful. It did. It looks great.
And your hair looks cute.
Thanks, girl.
I look like I'm getting ready to sing or like, you know.
One sweet day. You look like
I was
Mariah.
Jamming out to Alanis Morissette on the way home, trying to warm up my vocal cords.
I don't blame you. Yeah. I don't blame you. She came back from Ocean City today. But I want to say we are so grateful for Wild Style Network, Jeff Salisbury.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Salisbury Center. And that's Chris Salisbury and Miguel.
Chris.
For just giving us a few minutes of your time and like letting us see if this is something that we love.
Sticks
or if something
to the wall.
That more than 4 people are ever going to listen to.
Yeah. Oh, our listenership grew by 1.
I'm being optimistic.
If we listen, that's 5 and 6. Yeah. So there we go.
Yeah. Courtney is 7.
Yeah.
But yes, Jeff Salisbury, Wild Style Productions,
and all the
other wonderful podcasts that are on here. Just go to TikTok or Instagram, Facebook, whatever, Tribe Called Jess, and follow them. Give them a listen because they're all great. And this one is going to be great once we have a name.
Yeah. Yep. That's got to button up a few things here.
But John, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, ladies. It was great. I enjoyed it.
This was wonderful. And until next time.
Bye from the No Name Podcast.
Vicky and Simone going to get gelato.
Hell yeah. Woo. Well, that happened.